It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Krell. Employment in California's largest counties rose between December of 2010 and December of 2011. But as Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, paychecks got smaller in most large counties.
24 of the 26 large counties in California saw employment increase. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics defines large counties as those with employment of 75,000 or more. Kern County posted a 5.3% increase, followed by San Francisco County at 3.3%. Kern County's increase was not only the largest increase in the state, but in the country as well. Los Angeles County has the highest number of employed at more than 3.9 million. While more Californians may be employed, they may be earning less money. The vast majority of counties showed weekly wage decreases, and all but seven large counties experienced declines greater than the national average. San Francisco and San Mateo were the only exceptions with slight wage gains. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
The California Air Resources Board, or CARB, has compiled a list of the largest emitters of greenhouse gases in the state and put it on an interactive Google map. A visitor to the CARB website can see who the largest polluters are and what they're emitting. Stanley Young with CARB says the information is the foundation of the state's cap-and-trade program.
The reason why the accuracy and stringency of the reporting is important is because that helps us establish their compliance obligation. That is, we know down to the ton how many allowances they will need to cover their annual emissions.
625 facilities each produce more than 25,000 metric tons of greenhouse gases each year. The map allows a user to display companies' emissions by industry, county, and air district. The Air Resources Board says the first auction of cap-and-trade permits will take place in November. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Brown.